everyone down at City Hall off the record will tell you that basically he's devolved the job of being mayor to the deputies appointed. I mean, right the way through the whole of his term. In the first period, it was Simon
Milton,
who'd been the leader of Westminster Council, and then he only devolved it to the former leader of Wandsworth Council. He's good at promoting it, and that's why, I mean, I'm sure the book will sell well. Whether it will be an outstanding academic breakthrough is another matter. People buy it and read it and have a laugh.
If someone wants to put a cheque in his pocket for £500,000, what's wrong with accepting it, Ken?
Well, guess that. If you want to be in politics and run things, you should do the job. I mean, it is, I think, fundamentally wrong to, get elected as mayor and then dump the work on other people while you go off promoting yourself. Now, it's been incredibly successful. He's the most popular politician in Britain. But when you talk privately to, his senior Conservative colleagues down there, they're all quite angry with him, but they just don't say it publicly.
And they're angry with him, what, because he doesn't do his day job effectively, Ken?
He doesn't do the day job, and people find it breathtaking. You just begin to ask yourself, suppose he one day does become Prime Minister, is he going to do the same thing, just lots of international trips whilst, the Deputy Prime Minister actually does the job?
But isn't that the reality, lastly, Ken Livingstone? The fact that he can take this is because he's been a little bit becalmed. He's been a figure of mockery from George Osborne, born from Theresa May. His return to the Commons has hardly been stellar.
Well, and of course not, because you need to really work to have any impact there, because you've got 649 rivals all trying to get in on this and that debate and so on. And, I mean, the whole thing about Boris is he's created this incredibly effective self-promotion team, it's absolutely brilliant, but he hasn't learned the basics of how to do the job. I watched him being interviewed on a rival TV channel, and he was confronted with, you're introducing 24-hour running of trains. Oh, there's no fixed date for that. And the reporter pointed out, yes, there is actually. It's coming in the middle of September. Oh, and he just went blank. How on earth can you be about to change the whole way the tube system works and not know about it,
Lastly, a subject you've always been interested in, I know. What's the future of the House of Lords with this story regarding John Searle, Lord Searle?
Well, I mean, the simple reality is there's a scandal every now and then. The House of Lords just carries on getting bigger and bigger. We should abolish it. It's a complete joke, Cameron's about to stuff it with more of his cronies. Then if Labour wins, we'll have to put more of our cronies in to overcome the number of votes the Tories have got. I mean, soon we're going to have 1,000 of them this, right?